update possible in the country because the network connectivity was poor, the website linkages were poor, all those things. So they would have faced that as a service complexity in their offering either express or standard delivery, which is not the case today. So having said that, the logic of complexity science is straightforwardly applied, which suggests that the system is complex when it consists of many parts. As you have a complexity, as you have a variety added, one variety, the addition of other variety, you have to also look at that you are opening up many combinations and permutations, which probably may be out of your mind. And when you introduce only just a variation of a express delivery, you have created delivery standard express. On the other hand, goods, this thing, that is if applied, you have created a matrix of 2x2. So you have made a, you know, complex this thing of almost 4-level kind of a thing. So that's the reason why customer and your organization has to work on to see that what value addition, what variety is really meaning a value to the customers and can get you the incremental revenue, retaining your profitability. The focus was to capture concrete and practical features of service complexity rather than reviewing and discussing the theoretical definition of the concept as pragmatic features built upon theoretical definitions and can in addition embroider empirical evidence. I'll want to say probably jump this. The overall what it is trying to tell you, that idea was to basically understand what is complexity, what is the cost of complexity, and what is the value of variety. These three points that we wanted you to understand in context of TBS as a model. The domains sampled were product design, marketing, operation management, organizational design and information processing. The research and whatever that they have been talking about covers this are the domains. The discipline which are not directly linked to the scope of review like physics, biology, social, chemistry, geological, etc. were excluded. So even during their this thing, what was excluded they have mentioned to derive the TBS model in short. Tool needed, different types of service complexity we are trying to understand. Tool needed to group together and organize the various dimensions of service complexities. You really require, there is a tool needed, you know, which will help you to put and organize and understand the dimension of complexity that you are introducing into when you enter and when you provide one particular variety of service. One Tuzleman developed tool for business process analysis based on assuming four categories of functions that characterize a firm being used. So markets and products, technologies, production processes, administration and management. So what he has developed is a tool which generally looks into these four aspects to derive and tell you the level of complexity, the complexity dimension that you are entering into. So we are trying to understand the types of service complexity and how is there a tool that can help you to work out and determine what are the level or intensity of the service complexity in your organization's various varieties that you offer. So that is what we have understood, that there is a one Tuzleman's tool which covers four aspects: markets and products, technologies, production processes, administration and management. What it says that market and product being integral part of your overall this thing, technology is something that you have adopted and you cannot move out. It's only the production process and how you administer and manage really creates the complexity. So managing that well reduces the complexity within. So that is what we will embark and understand. Service complexity factors. In the book, you have 75 huge list of many factors that is emerging from the literature and market and product. Some importance are the need and wants of the service are very heterogeneous among the firm's customers. The customer's requirements of the services are difficult to interpret. Few are listed, but you know, idea is to basically tell you that there is a complexity due to various reasons that emerge. The need and wants of the services are very heterogeneous among the firm's customers. They are not homogeneous. What one requires from Flipkart is same, reason why he must be buying the same product, maybe for gifting, the other is for self-use, etc. So again, the way he looks at it, he has a different kind of expectation and demand. So people, this thing need and want from the service that you provide are heterogeneous, they are not homogeneous. Customers' requirements for the service are difficult to interpret. Very difficult to interpret why he took the express delivery, why he took standard delivery, etc. What is prompting him to do express delivery, what is not prompting him to do express delivery, etc. So very difficult to understand. Continue to that, the timing and the level of customer's demand for the service is uncertain. The moment you introduce a service, like say in case of this 24/7, Flipkart being an online, this thing 24/7, it is very difficult for them to assume that people will order more in the night or more between 12 to 4 or more between morning 8 to 10, vagera. Your portal has to be up and running at full steam at all the hours. So you have introduced a complexity of 24/7 model, which is an online, so then live with it. The service contains highly interrelated sub-services. So to provide one service, that is to provide express delivery, there are highly other sub-services are related. That means the goods needs to move faster from your inventory to the dispatch area. The dispatch logistics provider should package it quickly. The logistics provider, the delivery service provider should pick it up in time and move it expressly so that it delivers in an express manner to your consumers. The service requires a high degree of customer knowledge. To be an express service delivery, like, you also require a lot of knowledge about the customers. Whatever service that you introduce, this service is whether it will create a value or create a complex cost, etc. That will come out of your understanding of the customer, for which you require a knowledge. Knowledge needs to be obtained. So you will have to have a process and ways of obtaining consumer knowledge. So these are the complexity factors. Though there are 75 of them that has been listed, I am just touching out few of them. The service is offered according to the sophisticated options, new technologies and infrastructure. Many times automatically organizations adopts to a new technology and brings in the improved service. So that improved service itself creates a complexity. When there was no web tracking, when there was no tracking of parcel possible, everybody was calling your helpline number to know that my parcel delivered or not. But this call used to be so high, organization internally was getting flooded with inability to handle other calls. Therefore, they moved the service onto the web, like, you know, do your real-time web tracking. The moment they did that, what they did was a new technology was adopted to solve the current issue. So service, therefore, you need to be really technologically connecting with various services that you incorporate. The service incorporates a variety of distinct knowledge-based skills and competencies. So whatever that you introduce and you offer it, it has to be in conjunction with the knowledge, it's to be in conjunction with the skill set of the individual. Today, yes, they have made the overall website so streamlined and easy to use. Therefore, more and more people are adopting and using it to it. But still, it continues to be more focused on young Turks. It has still not covered most strata of the society, so to say. So you have to really take a complexity in mind of introducing various. So we have studied out of 75 couple of them. A delivery network of the service involves different parties that depend on each other to accomplish their task. So delivery that has to happen, express delivery or standard delivery, that depends on a relation between the parties. Each one has to accomplish this task in the given time frame so that the other can accomplish it. The service process requires intensive input of human factor. At any given point of time, human factor is definitely important. If they are not committed, they are not aligned to your corporate objectives, they will not be able to add value to the service. If they don't bother about an express service parcel lying there and that needs to move faster, none of the other process or automation that is going to help you. Tolerance on the time it takes to produce the service is low. People's tolerance has gone down. They expect immediate result in most cases. As a result, tolerance being low, your entire service delivery is always looked at with criticism. No matter what improvements you are carried out, if it doesn't meet with the customer expectations, you are likely to get negative ranking. Customer will get dissatisfied. He probably starts feeling more and more dissatisfied. So he will try to move away from you. While you are increasing your investment in process and speedy delivery, he is moving away from you. What is the logic? So that is the complexity that you have. So now we come to a stage, out of all the 75 few were covered, now we come to a stage, therefore, can a complexity be managed? We therefore come to a stage where the question is, can a complexity be managed. So that is where we stand today. So let's understand, yes, it can be managed. Complexity is a natural consequence of a company's success. More and more successful you are, you feel that it is due to your capability to provide more and more varieties and service offerings. So you continue and you strive to add that into your basket, and that will create more and more complex nodes in your execution of the process. As companies grow, they enter new markets, expand their product lines, and set out to conquer new customer segments. So the complexity that enters due to entering the new market, or the product line gets extended, or set out to conquer new segments, you want to conquer a particular segment, so you will work everything towards that. So all this is adding to a complexity within the company's operation cycle management. Each decision makes rational sense, but it aggregates and they create exponential growth of the nodes, points where business units, functions, geographical and layers of management have to interact to make and execute critical decisions. So each of the above decisions, no doubt, really gives you an exponential growth, but they also exponentially increase the complexity nodes. Yani the nodes are the points where various things meet. Here it is like the management, the unit, the functions, etc., and the servicing of the geographical boundaries and all created nodes which has to go through the critical decisions. Yani what is the trade-off at each nodes that you have to work it out. So that will impact your service delivery. So complexity management starts with complex nodes that you encounter due to your addition of a variety. Variety is leading to a complex change in the process or complex way of handling things, etc. And that complexity one need to really, because it's like a nodal point where various interactive these things are going to happen. So all those people should come together to determine ways and means to manage this complexity, manage what is happening at that node which is creating a complexity. Complexity management, there are five forms of complexity that are highly interrelated: strategy complexity, customer related complexity, product related complexity, organization related complexity, process and IT related. Process includes IT related complexity. So most of the complexity can be put into one of these five issues and one of the five interrelated aspects. Most clients engage consultants to address the single most visible symptoms of complexity. The complexity in a big organization emanates mainly from the nodes. We have understood nodes means various layers that you have created, various varieties that you are offering, various nature of services that you are trying to introduce, which are either basic to standardized to customized level pe ja raha hai, the TBS principle. So that is where the complexity emanates in the organization. Now you require a third party to really critically look at it, so that he is the one who can tell you, okay, here there is a problem. I don't think so, this you are doing it correctly. Because earlier people of your organizations only have come together, so for them it is very difficult to find out what is complex, what is unwarranted complexity, etc. Reducing complexity at the nodes creates between 3 and 4 times as much value as a traditional approach is to right sizing and functional excellence. What is being conveyed is, various research are there to prove that the moment you start attending the complexity at critical nodes and you try to simplify things, you try to either eliminate wastage, you increase productivity, you try to simplify the process, you take the help of technology, automation, etc. The moment you do that, what is noticed is that there is a 3 to 4 times value incremental benefit that you can get out of it. So managing complexity also helps you to manage your business growth. So that, I think, perspective we will understand as we move forward. So far you all must be wondering ke bhai yaar ye service mein to ye sab karna padta hai, why this person is talking about now reducing the variety of services. No, this is managing the complexity means getting on to get a higher revenue for the organizations. We will understand this as we move forward. A useful way of analyzing the level of complexity in a company and separating the complexity that's beneficial for from the complexity that hurts the business, it's a beginning from the base zero. from the base zero you have to look at, then you have to look at which are the complexity which is beneficial to the organization, which are the complexity they are not beneficial to the organization. For this is the level at which you have to start. You have to start looking at various complexity nodes that you have added and then move forward. A manufacturer with only one product would still need a supply chain, a factory, a distribution network, a sales and a marketing function. So it is taking you through forward. Even if a manufacturer with one product, he will require all these functions to be still present. Then only he is able to sell, and only when he sells, he is able to make it new. It could greatly simplify its IT system, its distribution and sales efforts are being, and it is forecasting. So what it is saying that now if he starts looking at complexity within, and he starts looking at various possibilities. So if he brings in IT, then his marketing and sales forecasting can be automated. That automation will reduce the complexity of earlier doing a forecasting manually, etc. So he has created a value. He has reduced the unproductive time. He has made a productive contribution by looking at the complexity node, wherein there is an accurate forecasting or much realistic forecasting is emerged because you are using computer and statistical computer tools, and therefore your also capability to then service those forecasted demand, etc., improves better. So that is what is the one very simple example. So let's now move on to understand the complexity management model. It's a zero-based approach delivers sustainable result. So zero-based, we have understood what is zero-based. From there you have to see which complexity is adding value and which complexity is not adding value. There are three dimensions to this. First is the business complexity. The complexity that comes out of the business that you are in. What drives value in our business and what doesn't. So you need to know what is helping you, which complexity is helping you to drive value, which complexity is helping you to add value. Introduction of automated POS, DHL has to decide, or they would have decided it adds value, it gives them the cutting edge. Then comes the organizational complexity, that is point two, where is our organization is designed to deliver the result. So is our organization set up, organization structure, the way organization processes are laid down, etc., is it designed to deliver the result? Then third comes the process complexity. Does our process support delivery at highest quality and lowest cost? So whatever that variety that you are promising customer, whatever the delivery that you are promising customer, is the process aligned to achieve that? And that alignment means whether it is able to do a highest quality consistently, it will deliver what is promised, keeping the cost lower. That's a question that you need to ask. So only when these answers are positive, it makes sense to adopt and include the complexity, which is from the base zero. You take something which is beneficial to the organization, you reject something which is not beneficial to the organization. There is another way to look at this particular. Successful complexity management starts with model T, as they say, where model T talks about begin with zero based cost of complexity. So you begin at the ground level, zero level, as we have earlier said. Keep complexity out. So all complexity you bring it out, and you consider them as if you are not offering. Then add back what customers need. Now from that level you decide what are complexity that is really needed by the customers. So try and bring each one into it. When you do that, model T keeps in place the processes and practices that keeps complexity out. Model T helps you to develop first a simple process model. Similar kind of analysis can diagnose business strategy, customer, organization, and process complexity. So when you have first a zero level model, from zero level model, then you add what is required by the customers, and you determine when you add this, what is the complexity change that is happening, what complexity are you adding into your process, that addition is leading to what demand on your cost, what cost addition that is happening due to that, and then you try and find at what rate you are selling that complexity to the customers, whether customer is opting for those complex solutions, services, etc. When they do it, if they do it in large number, you get a profitable revenue. If they don't do it in the large number, then your cost of providing that variety exceeds your revenue at the cost of profitability of the existing business, that will get impacted adversely. So Model T helps you to bring down everything to a zero level and then helps you to build up your value metrics, and at each stage you try to determine what is the cost of complexity versus the value of variety. And then we have understood all earlier what, you know, if the value of variety is better than the cost of complexity, then you get an incremental revenue without sacrificing your profitability. Otherwise, you are sacrificing your profitability of the existing business or existing all service package that you had. So that is dangerous for the business. Where complexity comes from? Complexity is a byproduct of business decisions that are sound and rational. Everyday customer service people are creating new processes to better and address the customer problem. We are trying to understand from where the complexity are coming in. You have defined organization setup is there, business processes are aligned, all processes are interlinked, each one know how they can add value to your final customers, each one is working to ensure an experience to your customers in a pre-designated manner. However, what is happening, your front-end people are facing consumers day in, day out. When they face that, a lot of suggestions, they come across a lot of problems, they come across a lot of ideas, and that when they try to channelize inward, you tend to get into creating new process, you tend to feel that you are creating a better process, etc., to address the customer problem. But when you do that, what comes out is you have added a complex method of serving the same customers for the same purpose. CEO in a recent survey identified complexity as a primary challenge that they face. The recent survey by a leading organization revealed that today what is the primary challenge that the CEOs feel is managing the complexity that they have created for themselves. So that is coming out as a very major challenge that they face. Faced with such concerns, most companies try to take actions. Teams attack product line complexity or organizational complexity and complexity in IT systems. So team, when they get equipped, they try to get into organizational complexity or process complexity or IT complexity, etc. So these are the areas that you try to attack and try and see, because this is not in your hand. Business complexity also depends on the environment and competition, etc. But these two things, process and organizational complexity, can be definitely tackled when you get into handling the complexity. Managing complexity requires you to attack those areas. Different kinds of complexity really are interrelated and creates a web of opportunity. Now we come to a stage where we are understanding how to fight complexity. Managing complexity is nothing but fighting the complexity, the giant web that you have created. Now you have to fight and create a value for you. I have earlier said, okay, so far you all must be wondering, okay, why after telling us to get customer centric, why after telling us to get service centric, this person is now putting those aspects as a complexity and then trying to tell us perhaps to reduce the services to customers. No, effort is now to know that how managing a complexity you can create a incremental value that we have studied earlier, that 2 to 4 times incremental revenue can come into the organization. So we are chartering, we are moving on that direction. Different kinds of complexity really are interrelated and creates a web of opportunity. So different complexity that you have, different variety of services that you have created, it has created an opportunity for you. So that facts nobody is denying. It's hard to get results by attacking just one aspect of the business. An attack on complexity in one part of the business can establish a beachhead for routing it out elsewhere. The result of such a multi-pronged approach ultimately is a true focus company and the result that lasts. So what it is trying to tell you, only single aspect of the node cannot be attacked. You need to attack the complete node. You have to really understand what is the total complexity is all about and which all it is coming from. And having done that, you get into attacking the complete node. You have to really streamline that complete full node. You cannot do a part of it. Part of it will only get you the incremental value. But if you completely attack that node to try and see that this node gets simplified, this node which is a critical node, you try and see that it gets simplified. So then you will have a multiplier effect coming. So let's understand how to fight complexity. What you have to do is you have to focus on customers. So your focus should always remain on customers. You have to understand them. You have to see that what is the value addition that he is expecting from you, what is the variety that he is expecting from you. Come to your strategy, develop a focus strategy. What is going to create a differentiation? We go back to the same thing. In a pursuit to introduce many varieties, very often goes away from the core competency. Here it is telling you that have a focus strategy. Come to focus organizations. So once you have this and you have customer in mind, create a very focused organizations. Organization, when I say that, your entire your process, workflow, etc., interdepartmental relations, everything gets very focused, designed to deliver core service benefit to your consumers. And focus IT means you have to create a technology. So as I said, people, process and technology are three cornerstones, etc. So you focus on IT. IT is a technology representation. So focus on technology, that is service level lifecycle management technology, that will help you to get the desired multiplier effect. Focus processes. You look at process. Look at process every time that you need to make a change, every time that you need to manage complexity, etc. Remove unwarranted process. Simplify needed process. Can automation help to better the process? So look at processes very clearly. Focus products, yani you have to then decide which product are your core product, which product are your extended products. What it tells you that you have to be focused more around the core product of your organization. Product plus strategy, you may be having it, but that service, product plus service jo part hai, that has to center around the core product, and it should add value to your core product more importantly, rather than just creating an any other service basket which has no relevance with the core product. So it is trying to tell you how you can go about fighting complexity. A focus company differs from the typical company on five important dimensions. So focus company, we are trying to understand the first part of the focus company, where five dimensions it stands apart. The strategy dimension, a focus company have a very clear strategy. Customers, they have a clearly identified customers. They have a focused products, and they know what are their core products, what are their additional products, etc. Organization is aligned, organization hierarchy to organization process and approach is aligned. The customer culture, the culture of service is there in the organization. Processes are aligned to service customers. Processes are not aligned to service the departmental or the functional purpose, but they are aligned to service the customer, final customers, to give them the desired experience that you have visualized. It includes also IT. It is tough and usually fruitless to simplify any one dimension alone. So what it is trying to tell you, out of this five dimension, it is fruitless to just focus on any one of the dimension. No, if you are, then focus on all these five dimensions simultaneously. Try and see that together this can bring a multiplier effect for you. If you move from one to the next, you get a powerful multiplier effect, and the results are both dramatic and durable. So what if you achieve after first set of five this thing, then you achieve, if you go on to attacking nodes and the complexity within the important nodes, considering these five aspects in mind, what will come to you is a multiplier effect, which is in geometric progression in terms of revenue, because this will open out a new vistas for you, new avenues for you to service your customers better. So we'll try and understand this as we move forward. So this is what the understanding I would like to give you. Focus customer, this is the same model. Focus strategy, support strategic objectives across the business. So create a business objective that interlinks and supports each other. In the organization, minimize organizational time wasted in meeting low value activities. Focus organization will always focus on core competency, core aspect of service delivery, instead of not so critical or low value aspects of the delivery, etc. Focus IT, that is improve decisions effectiveness by clarifying processes. And IT role is to improve effectiveness of the process. automation or simplifications, etc. Focused processes prevents inefficient IT processes, makes it difficult for complexity to creep back in. Processes and IT, when they marry together, it doesn't allow next change when you are doing incompetent or difficult or complex process to again come in. You have set together, you have removed the not so effective redundant processes. The next change will be focused so well that you will not allow inefficient IT process to come in. And then focused product provides data to regularly assess product lines, and in the field people, your front end people have enough data and more that they have updated information about the product available, which they can use it for upscale, cross sell, etc. And you can see that everything is interwoven. So they are linked to each other and they are linked to surrounding this thing. So what it says is that together these five, only you can create an incremental multiplier effect. You cannot in isolation attack any one of them. So you have to, every time when you are a complex node, when you focus on these five aspects, improve. Maybe you go phase wise, but every time when you do this in a very proper order, it will create a multiplier effect on your revenue. So fight complexity, Ford Motor.